Hi, I'm Ray Hager, substituting for Sam Shad today, and welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is C.J. Hadley, the editor and publisher of Range Magazine. And on our pundit panel, we have Trey Abney, Ellie Lopez-Bolin, and Mike Draper. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Dean Heller made a promise.
I'm telling you right now, I cannot support a piece of legislation that takes insurance away from hundreds of thousands of Nevadans.
But then Donald Trump threatened Dean Heller.
Look, he wants to remain a senator, doesn't he?
And then Dean Heller broke his promise.
Heller says he has changed his stance on the repeal.
He decided not to cross Trump.
Senator Dean Heller will vote to proceed. That is a complete 180.
Dean Heller broke his promise and caved to Donald Trump.
SMP is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager, and welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is C.J. Hadley, the publisher and editor of Range Magazine, and she is the former publisher and editor of Nevada Magazine. C.J., welcome to the show.
It's good to be back.
You know, I gotta congratulate you on the recent Nevada Press Association's awards dinner. Range Magazine, 16 major awards. Wow, that's quite a haul. Is that your best ever showing in the Press Association contest?
The beautiful thing about the Nevada Press Association is they have lots of categories, so a lot of us have a really good time. And I've got a brilliant publicist in Vegas named Ann Henderson, used to work for CBS in Reno. She used to work with me in Nevada Magazine. She enters all sorts of things, and we come up with quite a few presents from NPA, which I'm delighted with. We got 6 firsts, 7 seconds, and 3 thirds this year, but we also, the one that we're proudest of is Freedom of the Press. Freedom of the Press is, they have a magazine section and a newspaper section,
right,
for NPA, but for Freedom of the Press, they put them all together, and we won Freedom of the Press first place 4 years in a row, and the last 2 years we got second place. This year we were second place to the Review Journal in Vegas, but it's still the significant stories and issues we cover for Range, for cowboys and sheepherders that give us that opportunity to be able to win Freedom of the Press, which is very gratifying.
Right. Now, what was the piece that won you the Freedom of a Press Award?
Bundys, we covered the Bundys 1 year, we won for that. We've won for climate change, we won for the Hage versus United States, which is, you know, a precedent-setting case, Hage case. The Hage Ranch has been fighting the Forest Service and the BLM for for 40 years. They've won in court numerous times. Every time they win and they're given a judgment, like the U.S. Court of Federal Claims in Washington, D.C. said that the Hages were owed $14 million for taking of private property and their lifestyle and livelihood a long time ago. But the Forest Service comes in and socks another lawsuit on them, which means while there's a case pending, they can't get paid. So they were about to be foreclosed on a little while ago, and we've got a slight reprieve thanks to an accident on a title company that made a mistake trying to foreclose on the ranch.
Well, you range is based on fighting for the common man, the rancher, the cowboy. One of the things that I was impressed with, one of the stories in your magazine was, there's a few of them, but the reign of the unelected, how the unelected bureaucrats really they make all the rules for Western land management. Is that a good, concise synopsis of the story?
It's pretty good. It's in Washington, D.C., they're talking about the dark state. They're talking about all the undercover guys that are really in charge. It's exactly the same out here, but with us, it's federal employees, bureaucrats, Forest Service, BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Park Service, all of those guys, they've got so much power now, because what they do is the Congress passes a law and then the agencies interpret the law and put regulations together which suit the law, but it's nowhere near what the law was intended to be. And so it's a little out of control out here, and the ranchers are hurting terribly, and they are food producers. I am an advocate for resource providers, which is cowboys, sheep herders, farmers, loggers, and miners. We do very little about mining, but logging, the forestry industry is completely chaotic. It's in bad shape. Ranching is in bad shape because of the terrible pressures that environmental groups and the federal government and state agencies occasionally, like Fish and Game, will put on the ranchers. And so it's a hell of a battle, and I really believe they're the best people in the world, the most important people in the world. They're food producers. And so I decided I would back him.
Okay. CJ, one of the stories in Range magazine was about the Bundy fiasco.
It was called Onslaught at Bunkerville.
Okay. Since then, Ryan Bundy, Cliven's son, is running for the governor of Nevada. I was wondering, how do you feel about his running, and from what I understand, he is not aligned with any political party, or is he?
Ryan is a very smart man. He should not be running for governor because he doesn't have a chance in hell. But he's making a point, and they made a point down in Bunkerville to stand for their rights, private property rights, water rights, range rights, forage rights. And he's just carrying it on and running for governor, and he's getting publicity for it, so that's a good thing. He's not going to be governor, but it doesn't hurt to run. And the things that happen to the Bundys, all you hear are sound bites, like New York Times, they owe $1 million, and you know, they're refused to pay a grazing fee. The real story has got nothing to do with those two things, and Range has been covering it diligently for decades. Since 1991 is the first time Range did a Cliven Bundy story. The reason that he didn't pay his grazing fees was because the BLM put his permit in such a place that if he had signed it, he would have been out of business within 1 year. 1 year after being there since 1880s. So he said, I can't sign it. But he gave the money anyway to the BLM. The BLM said, I can't accept the money because you didn't sign a permit. So Cliven tried to pay it to the county, Clark County, and also mm-hmm. the state. They couldn't take it because there's no place to put a grazing fee in the state budget. So he just stopped paying grazing fees.
Okay, well, let me stop you right here. We need to take a break to make some money. And I want to ask you about the Bundy pardon, the Hammond pardon from President Trump when we come back. We'll be right back with more with C.J. Hadley after these few messages.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Award-winning conservation and clean energy advocate David Bobzien speaks out on question three.
It's bad enough that this deeply flawed electricity deregulation measure would increase electric rates. In addition, three would shut down plans for solar power projects designed to double our state's clean energy production. It would also encourage increased use of imported electricity from out-of-state fossil fuel plants. Question 3 is wrong for the environment and wrong for consumers. Please vote no. Thank you.
Dear Nevada,
there's a kidnapping underway.
We're taking your Senate seat in California.
Liberals in California have hijacked our Senate race. Put $1.9 million into Jackie Rosen's campaign.
Vote for Jackie Rosen or else.
California wants Jackie Rosen because Jackie Rosen votes like Pelosi 90% of the time.
Jackie Rosen.
Trillions in taxes, job-killing regulations. Don't let California kidnap your Senate seat. Vote against
Jackie Rosen.
NRSC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Women and children, when facing fleeing an abusive relationship, shouldn't have to choose leaving their pet behind or leaving. And Noah's Animal House removes that barrier. And we are excited to have a facility in Las Vegas to serve Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada in Reno so that women and children can be right next door to their pets while they're on their road to recovery and safety.
Grab your toga and head inside Edge Nightclub for Noah's Animal House 2. Animal House has gone country this year with a live performance by country star Tyler Rich.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today, of course, is C.J. Hadley, the publisher and editor of Range Magazine. She's also the former editor and publisher of Nevada Magazine. C.J., I wanted to bring up the issue of the Hammonds, Southern Oregon ranching family that were charged with domestic terrorism under the statutes created after the Timothy McVeigh bombing of the federal building in the 1990s. And Dwight and Stephen Hammond were pardoned by Donald Trump for this supposedly crime they committed. Maybe talk about how important that was, that pardon, and does it set any precedent or does it push back on the power and maybe the federal overreach of the BLM and other federal agencies?
Hammonds is a big deal. It was the Anti-Terrorism and Death Penalty Act. They were tried for that, under that statute, because they burned 140 acres of brush to save their ranch and range from a wildfire. They had permission from the BLM to set a wildfire, and it got away, and 140 acres burned to federal land, and the rest was their own property. They were tried in Oregon, and the judge says it is unconscionable to give these guys the 5 years minimum on death terrorism for 140 acres of brush. So he gave Dwight, the father, 3 months in prison, and the son a year and a day. He also separated the sentences so that one of them could run the ranch while the other was away. That's how good the judge was in Oregon. The BLM and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, thanks to the Department of Interior and the Department of Justice lawyers, took him back to court because they wanted him to get the minimum, 5 years minimum each. So they did, and they went to Terminal Island Prison in Los Angeles for 5 years to serve the full 5 years. It's unconscionable for 140 acres of brush when they were forced to pay $400,000 restitution for the 140 acres that burned, because they pled guilty to arson in the end. And they also had to sign over the rights to their ranch, first option, to the federal government before they went into prison. And they were denied their gun rights and their pilot's license, everything, because they were now felons. It got to the White House, and the White House realized that this was absolutely outrageous. And Trump pardoned him in July. It was the most staggering, beautiful thing that ever happened. And Dwight had already served 3 years, and Stephen had already served 4 years. So they had a year off for Steve and 2 years off for Dwight, and it was a beautiful day.
Well, what about getting legal help for ranchers? Is it difficult for ranchers to get competent and good lawyers when they have to deal with the federal government? And maybe if you could talk about that.
The sad thing about ranching and the legal system is the lawyers cost the same whether you're on the left side or the right side. The ranchers, their net profit usually is 2 or 3%. It's pretty bad. It's even worse than Range Magazine. But the environmental groups who sue the federal government to destroy ranching, they have got able attorneys. And also, they're able to get their money back for all their legal fees and costs due to the Equal Access to Justice Act, which is a very good act that has gone awry. It's really a mess. The ranchers can't get help from that, or the ranchers' lawyers, but the environmental groups can. So the environmental groups are richer than hell. They sue the Forest Service to stop a permit for grazing in the western United States, and the ranchers have no recourse. To fight, they have to sell the ranch or lose the ranch
to pay the
lawyers. Now, the Hages have been fighting the federal government since 1979. Hage versus United States, a precedent-setting case. They owe millions and millions and millions of dollars in lawyers' fees, but they should have been paid off by the $14 million the U.S. Court of Federal Claims said the Hages should get, and they never got it. So their ranch was foreclosed on. So the things are bad, and the government is out of control, and Donald Trump knows it, that it's out of control, and he's doing something about it that's starting to work for at least the people in rural counties.
Okay. Let me change the subject, CJ, about this book that just was published by the Range Conservation Foundation, The Magnificent American West. Could you, before we wrap this up, can you tell me a little bit about the book?
Range is a very difficult magazine to produce. It costs a huge amount of money, and it's very painful. We publish books to make money and to do something light and beautiful for ranching. This is Chronicles, Legends, and Myths by Theodore Roosevelt and Mark Twain, with all current photos of the American West. It's a gorgeous book. The copy is fantastic. It's my 15th or 16th hardback book. They're all about cowboys, sheep herders, beautiful pictures of the West. No politics, all positive, lovely. Call 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. And you, too, can have a copy of Magnificent American West.
Well, it sounds like it would be an excellent Christmas gift for someone who loves the outdoors in the West.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Birthday parties and bar mitzvahs. Why not?
We have to stop right there. Thank you so much for coming in today. We'll be right back with our pundit panel after these few words.
We will not come out against it. We haven't
period.
Spent a, we have, period. We have not spent a dime to fight it. We will not spend a dime to fight it.
That is an NV Energy lie from the CEO. NV Energy is spending $30 million to defeat Question 3 because the more you pay, the more the NV Energy monopoly profits from you. The Review Journal called their No on 3 campaign fear-mongering propaganda.
We will not spend a dime to fight it.
$30 million worth of lies. Break up with NV Energy's monopoly by voting yes on Question 3.
You tried to move on. You tried to put your life back together. Until one day, you see him. At the store, when you're leaving work. Somewhere you may never expect. The criminal who tore your life apart is walking free. But you may never know. Until you come face to face with him. Don't let this happen to more victims. Vote yes on Question 1.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. It's time for our pundit panel. Let me introduce our trio first. Mike Draper, partner at Argentum Partners. And then we have Ellie Lopez-Bolin, a community activist. And last but not least, Trey Abney of Abney Talcon Group.
Good job. Yeah.
Good, okay, all right. We're about a month out from the general election.
Thank God. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the things that I'm watching is the CD3 race with Danny Tarkanian and Susie Lee. Now, of course, we all know that Danny Tarkanian has run for office many times. I think it's and he's lost each time. I think it's up to five losses, but really this time it looks like he might just go over the top. I just wanted to get Ellie can talk.
Well, I think many of the people in the state know him because he has run in the past. Certainly, he has a good reputation, a good family life. His wife always is verbal and out there, and he just comes across as a very good family man, which we would like to have representing us. So I think that's one of the reasons he has done so well this time around.
What's the difference this time, Trey? Is it Susie Lee, his Democratic opponent, isn't a strong opponent like he faced last time with Jackie Rosen?
He's definitely got great name ID. And you have to remember, this is the quintessential swing district, right? Porter, Titus, Heck, you know.
Goes back and
Rosen,
forth.
You know, so it goes back and forth. And it's a suburban Las Vegas, basically, Henderson and all those areas. This could be the time. And again, we remember 4 years ago in a midterm where Horsford was beaten, and he lost in CD4 to Crescent Hardy, which is the other rematch going on down south. So who knows? Time will tell. The president's party, usually in his first midterm, they tend to lose seats, and so history is kind of working against them there. But then we had a big Republican year 4 years ago here in this state. So my crystal ball is very fuzzy, if you will.
I think timing has a lot to do with it. Also, we have a president that says. As aligned with Danny as we've had more so in the past, and certainly has energized a lot of conservatives to get out and vote. And I think that's we saw that obviously in the election 2 years ago, and I think we're going to see some of that this year. So I think timing has a lot to do with how well Danny works hard. He's got great name ID, and he's running at a time when that conservative base is very energized.
Well, Mike, in your opinion, whose base is more energized, the Republican, the Trump base, or the Democratic base, which is supposedly all fired up after this Kavanaugh confirmation on the Supreme Court?
I think number one, I think they're both energized. I think we go off of, typically Republicans have a better turnout in a non-presidential election. So if that trend carries over and you've got an energized Republican base, I think they're as energized as they've ever been. I think you see people like Danny have a very good shot and maybe finally gets over the goal line this time. The big question in the room is, How do Democrats turn out? Clearly, they're energized. That doesn't typically and traditionally show at the polls. That could be different this year, though.
Well, Ellie, the Tarkanian Susie Lee race is not the only close race we have here. We have the gubernatorial race with right. Republican Adam Laxalt against Democrat Steve Sisolak. That's really tight.
I
find this one of the most exciting governor's race ever. I think both sides have worked very, very hard, and they both have huge bases and support. I was interested in finding out what their health care plans for this state are, because certainly we have the issues. We are having a hard time attracting health care providers to Nevada. Sisolak said something about we need to get more doctors, but what he needs to also address is doctors are not entering primary care. In 2017, only 15% of doctors went into primary care. So we need to look at other alternatives to delivery of healthcare in Nevada, especially with our rural population. I know as a nurse practitioner, 87% of nurse practitioners are practicing in primary care. So we need to look as a group, as a state, at as other alternatives to delivery of care in Nevada.
Okay, now Trey, when you go to the U.S. Senate race, Dean Heller against Jackie Rosen, it seems like health care there is going to be, could be the key issue, make or break either candidate.
That one is a rock fight, and I think Senator Heller and all the Republicans were hoping to run on the big tax cut bill that they passed earlier this year, but polling shows that that's not as big of an issue as health care is to voters. And Obamacare was not very popular when it first passed, but I think once the pre-existing condition stuff and all this stuff comes into place, like any other program that people get used to, they like it. And so they're hoping to just hammer him on his perceived back and forth on the Affordable
You're
Care
talking
Act.
About Senator Heller.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So and so they're trying to do that. And again, those polls, just like the governor, both of these are neck and neck. And again, it's a cliche, right? It's going to be turnout. I mean, I think Dean has a leg up. Dean has never lost a race. He's been in very tight races before, and he's the known entity. But Congresswoman Rosen has done a good job keeping up with him.
Mike, what are your thoughts on this U.S. Senate race for Nevada?
Well, I think it's pretty amazing to watch what's happened. As Trey said, you know, you've got somebody that's a tremendous campaigner, like Senator Heller, who's never lost a race. I think Jackie's done a very good job at building some name ID quickly for herself in the North.
Right.
And so we see polls, I mean, daily, Ray, as you do, as you do, Ellie and Trey, that show each one up. And every day it changes. I just saw a poll today that had Senator Heller up by a couple of points. He got a big bump from the Kavanaugh confirmation. We're starting to see that come down a little bit. But it's fascinating to watch. I think at the end of the day, you look at Senator Heller's track record, and he's definitely tough to beat. So.
Okay, but Jackie Rosen does have an advantage in registered voters, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
We'll be right back to wrap up today's Nevada Newsmakers after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Tomorrow's show will feature Ray Bacon, the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, and we'll be talking about the Tesla Technology and Innovation Summit. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.